Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Hello and welcome to another episode of News Ablib here on Access Radio, a program brought to you by Wellington City Libraries. My name is Neil. I am the fiction specialist at Wellington City Libraries. And today I will be hosting the show with my fabulous colleague, Kim. A very good morning, Kim.
Kia ora. Morning all.
We both work for Wellington City Libraries and we're here to chat about some of the things we've been doing in our jobs and then be playing chat, play some music from the library's music collection. So needless to say, there's only thing we can really talk about today and that's all things Tamatapihi. The excitement, the thrills and some of the cool things to be found at the newly reopened Central Library. Kim, tell us about the excitement.
So many exciting things. How can I go past that amazing intro? You've really ruined everything for me. So, kia ora, ko Kim, toko ingoa, kei kai arahi tima aho, ki te matapihi, ki te o nui. So, kia ora, I'm Kim, and I'm one of the team leaders at Wellington City Libraries, which is absolutely amazingly fantastic. All of our new staff are on site now, everyone is trained, everyone is ready to go. So, there's definitely a fever pitch of excitement with staff at the moment. But some of the questions we've been getting have lots about our meeting rooms, actually. So we'll have a bit of a chat about meeting rooms. And yes, there will be newspapers, people. Lots of newspapers up on the second floor, just where they used to be, which is also fantastic.
They are going to be so popular. Newspapers, there's always people come in first thing in the morning to read their favourite newspaper.
It's such a tactile thing to do, and it's amazing that it's still got such a huge following. We will, of course, have access to our digital newspapers. Can't go wrong with a good digital newspaper from overseas as well. But yeah, newspapers are still all the vogue.
Yep. Thanks for that, Kim. I'm going to start off by talking stats and figures. So we're doing a little bit of a Doctor Who thing and travelling backwards in time because we're recording this before the library's open. But by the time you hear this, the library will be open.
I knew you'd bring in Doctor Who somehow. I just knew it.
It had to happen. We hope that lots of you have already visited and have enjoyed the wide range of services on offer. Not to mention, I'm going to say it now, the most beautiful building in Wellington.
We are gorgeous. Yes, we are.
We are gorgeous. And some of the finest views to boot, you know. There's so much to talk about. So I'm going to start off with just numbers. For example, did you know that over 1,400 tonnes of structural metal were used to make it one of the most earthquake buildings around? And that over 1,600 workers, architects and artists... I think we should talk about art. There's some beautiful art in the building, Kim.
Even some of the things that you don't normally consider to be art. Whoever laid all of the carpet tiles for us is an absolute artist. Have a look, check out the carpet tiles, everyone. It changes as you go through the different floors and the different sections of the floors. Whoever laid those carpets and designed them, absolutely stunning.
And even the service points. I love how there's like that natural theme that runs through the whole library is worked into every aspect of the design.
And I think that's really big for us, came through with the mana whenua, working with mana whenua and tihei, and having te taiao, the natural world, as our main theme through the building. It's just integrated into everything and it's just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it's been a big community effort. You know, we've consulted with so many aspects of the Wellington community just to make sure that everybody loves the building. So a little bit about the original library, which opened in 1991. When it was given the name Tamatapihi, Te Anui, which translates to the window to the wider world. The rebuild cost, a very modest, I think, $217 million. Might sound a lot, but if you consider it such an amazing, prestigious building, I think it's good. Many of the concrete walls have been removed, and it means that natural light comes pouring into the building. In a sunny day, it illuminates like the interior of a jewel. If you don't believe me, come and visit and you'll see for yourself. There's also entrances at all the points of the building. There's now 5 entrances to the building.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got our traditional main Victoria Street entrance and the entrance onto Tanako and Civic Square. Then we've got 2 new entrances on Harris Street as well. So if you're coming directly through Chew's Lane, there's now an entrance for you, just right on that corner between Victoria and Harris. And then we've got another entrance up on, I call it the Upper Harris, because it's behind by where the art gallery is. So if you're coming from that angle, from the the harbour, then there's an entrance on that corner as well, which is, it really opens up the flow of the building, which we never really had. The old flow in Old Central, I'm sure many of our listeners remember the Old Central. And there was one set of lifts for clerks and one set of lifts for the library, and you had to go in and out in the gates and out the steps. So yeah, it's great that we've got such a fantastic flow in the building now.
It makes it such an inviting place and warm and enticing place to visit. Let's talk books, CDs, and other items. There's going to be over 402,000 of those available. 250,000 items will be housed on the floors and over 7,000 shelves, and that's 8 kilometres of shelving. So if you're going to walk that, that's a good way to get your steps up for the day. And there's a further 152,000 items stored in the stack, which is on the third floor, which isn't accessible to the public, but is totally borrowable. I have to say, I love just wandering the stack and just coming across strange and unusual things that just call out to me.
The stack is interesting, and it's still got that real old school library smell to it, which I know a lot of customers love. I'm going to be a very unnatural librarian. I actually prefer the open public floors. I find the stacks a bit claustrophobic and give me something new and spicy and a bit different. Tends to be where I go these days.
Mm-hmm. In its design and in its ongoing operation, there's a really strong focus on celebrating and honouring the past, but also in looking to the future. Tomatopoeia embraces modern technologies with a passion. The most visible example of this is the Makerspaces, a room full of creative technologies free to use, although you do have to pay for costs of materials. We have banks of 3D printers, including Jamie, who's our specialist there, ultra fine detail resin printers. He got so excited to get those.
The Makerspace, Te Whaia Atua Ahua Makerspace team, have having to be breaking in all of these machines to get them ready to go to the public. And some of the things that they are printing, do pop in and just have a look. We've got some display cabinets filled with all of the items that the staff have been making as we get the machines ready for use. And it's astounding what you can actually print on the 3D printers. And in particular, like you say, that the resin printer, the fine detail, it has D&D figures, or sorry, Dungeons and Dragons figurines written all over it.
It's like when you go in there, it's like Christmas Day. They're all kind of, oh, what's next beautiful surprise we've got to open? But we also have sewing machines. We will definitely like more traditional creative arts are supported.
Yeah, I've got big plans for the overlocker because I don't have one of those at home. But yeah, it's also got things like looms, spinning wheels. If you've got large hanks of wool that you need turned into balls, we've got those as well. There's lots of bits and pieces. Oh, and if you're sewing, we've actually got the dressmaker forms now as well. There's nothing worse than trying to tailor a shirt you're making for yourself and trying to tailor it while you're wearing it. You always end up stabbing yourself with pins. We've got those types of pieces of equipment that go with our equipment as well, which is really useful.
I was quite excited to see we've now got a CNC wood carving machine. So if you want to build a guitar or a musical instrument, that's the machine. Laser cutters, as said, all free to use, but except for the cost of materials. And Tomatopoeia also boasts a recording studio full of musical instruments built in partnership with the School of Music, fully soundproofed on level 2, superb for band recordings, podcastings, whether you're a learner or you just want to do an album yourself. So I think shall we have a little break and we'll play some music now?
Sounds good to me.
So the first track, I think, is going to be David Bowie, isn't it? It's going to be 5 years. I was trying to find one that said 7 years because it's been almost 7 years to the day that the library's been closed. This was the closest I could get.
Excellent. Good choice.
Pushing through the market square, so many mothers sighing. News had just come over, we had 5 years left crying. News guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet. Then I knew was not lying.
I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. I saw boys, toys, electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse, it had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat, skinny people. And all the tall, short people. And all the nobody people. And all the somebody people. I never thought I'd need so many people. Girl my age went off ahead, hit some tiny children. If the black hadn't pulled her off, I think she would have killed them. A soldier with a broken arm fixed his stare to the wheels of a Cadillac. Cop knelt and kissed the feet of a priest, and a queer threw up the sight of that. I think I saw you in an ice cream parlor, drinking milkshakes cold and long, smiling and waving and looking so fine. Don't think you knew you were in the song. And it was cold and it rained, so I felt like an actor. And I thought of Ma, and I wanted to get back there. Your face, your race, the way that you talk. I kiss you, you're beautiful, I want you to walk. We got 5 years stuck on by. 5 years, what a surprise. We got 5 years, my brain hurts a lot. 5 years,
and welcome back to News Ad Lib. We're talking all things Tamatapeke today. So one of the things about Tamatapeke, it's also home to lots of other organisations, and one of those fabulous organisations is Capital E, and it can be found split across two spaces in the library. On the mezzanine, under Fi's play area, all the kids also have access to digital studios, media live and on TV on level two. On TV, Stu has a green screen covering one wall and fully functional control room. I have to say, I really love the green screen area. And I keep asking, when are they going to start making huge Hollywood blockbusters here? Because we've got all the technology to do it.
Who doesn't love a good green screen, really? unfortunately, with Capital E, it is, or Nokotu Al, it is designed for school groups, for those larger, for those on the second floor. So that does mean, unfortunately, that members of the public can't just walk on through. But I'm hoping in the future, Neil, looking at you, fingers crossed, maybe we look at doing something cool.
I was so up to do something cool on a green screen. That'd be so excellent. Wellington City Archives can also be found on Level 2, meaning for the first time, all the archives and collections will be available in one space. And Tematapiki also has exhibition spaces with many plans for exhibitions. The first exhibition is very Wellington-centric, a collection by the artist and science communicator Dr. Gabby O'Connor. This, I've seen previews of this exhibition and it looks fabulous.
It is just gorgeous.
And it's also had a huge community involvement with the library and others.
It has. So Gabby went out to some of our branch network libraries and ran sessions with children throughout them. And their staff have also had a couple of sessions with Gabby as well. So her work is not just about nature, but she's also incorporating our communities within the art, which is fantastic.
I believe in the end there's over 1,000 local people who've contributed to this exhibition. So I think that's going to be unmissable. So I think we're going to go for the next track, which I think we're going to play the Cocteau Twins. So Cocteau Twins, Grangemouth's finest, the birth of dream pop, Scottish, of course, Liz Fraser, Robert Guthrie. This is from, I think this is a second album, when they're still a little bit influenced by Susie and the Banshees, but later on they just become ethereal and beautiful. So a little bit of Cocteau Twins.
Thank you.
and welcome back to News Ad Lib here on Access Radio, a programme brought to you by Wellington City Libraries. And Kim, I know you're really keen to talk about meeting rooms because it's such a big demand for meeting rooms. And we have some beautiful meeting rooms.
We have some gorgeous meeting rooms. So yes, Te Matapi, Kiti Onui has a full, I call it a fleet of meeting rooms. So I think there are something like seven in total. And we are actually going to be running with, drumroll please, a, thank you Neil, we're going to be using a proper up-to-spec room booking system, which libraries and council have always struggled a bit with before. So this means from Monday the 16th of March, customers, you guys are just going to be able to go onto the library website or onto the Te Matapihi official website and be able to book your own meeting room through the website, which will be absolutely amazing. Our meeting rooms are designed for personal use, such as, you know, you've got an interview to do, you want to do some study, and our community and not-for-prof sector as well. So it's going to be great that we've got such a large number of these. So I used to manage the Te Awe Library on Brandon Street, and we had two meeting rooms, and they're in such high demand. So it's really great that we've got a large number of meeting rooms. So yeah, 16th of March, book your own meeting room.
Yeah, I like the fact there's such a good range of sizes, because it can fit just a bit. I mean, if you've got a small group of six people, great. But if you've got a big, I don't know, like mini, like AGM, and you've got 50 people in need, there's even a fitted kitchen, you can even have sandwiches
so
and biscuits.
Those are the community rooms, so it's slightly different to the meeting rooms. But yeah, the meeting rooms can fit anything from two or three people. I think our largest one would comfortably sit 16 or 17 people in okay. And then yeah, we do have community spaces as well that are coming online, and they can do things like your larger meetings or training sessions, exactly how you use the other council community rooms, which is really great.
Yes, excellent, thank you. I know there's a lot of people desperate to get good community room space, so that's good news. I'm going to just veer off a little bit from the Tomato Peaky conversation and do a little mini plug for a fabulous event we are co-hosting at Karori Library in conjunction with Niall Marsh Awards. Capital Crimes, Karori Mystery in the Library event, Thursday the 26th of March, 6 p.m. This fabulous Niall Marsh event will feature two-time Niall Marsh Awards winner Jennifer Lane, past winners Helen Vivian Fletcher. We're going to have Claire Mabey and a whole bunch. We've got a professor from Massey University who's going to talk about the Crewe murders. I don't know that much about famous crimes in New Zealand, but I believe it's one of the most famous of them all.
Yeah, definitely something that's come across some of my podcasts before. So yeah, that's a really interesting topic to delve into. Nothing like a good bit of true crime.
Yeah, people love it. So I think we're going to play another track in a second. And I think the track we're going to do is Little Bushman. And I think it's the first track. Thank you, Johnny. So it's like, I think we'll just go for it.
Thank you.
So welcome back. So we're nearly out of time, so I'm going to quickly mention a couple of events we've got on the cards at Tamatapiki. We're going to do a couple of Occam's panellist events on the 22nd and 23rd of April with Ingrid Horrocks, Kadro Mohammed, and then we've got another one with Tracy Farr and Duncan Sarkis. Duncan Sarkis, you might know from the, he wrote the script for Scarface, and he's up in the Occam's for a book all about alpacas. Yes, it's great. It's very black comedy.
Oh, you know, we've got to do a bit of black comedy.
Yeah. And we've also got a fabulous event coming up with Kathy Kelly, one of the biggest romance writers in the world, coming all the way from Ireland. I think she's visiting family.
Why else would you come down, really?
Yeah. And that's going to be on the 7th of May, but keep an eye on our socials for that. And sadly, that's all the time we really have time for. Kim, did you enjoy doing the show?
I always enjoy coming and talking to you, Neil. That's the way it goes. Can't wait to see everyone at Te Matapihi ki Te Aonui. One thing we didn't do is give a plug on our hours. So we are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and two full days on Saturday and Sunday. And so that's 9:30 till 5 on both days. And it's great to see a change. Do you, Neil, remember the half days we used to do on Sundays? And it was just from 1 till 5, and it was just absolutely full-on chaos the entire time. So it's great that we've got good weekend hours now.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed our show. I hope you've been tempted to pay us a visit very soon and check out amazing collections, services, physical and online. We didn't even touch about online services. And we truly have something for everyone. Please pay us a visit at Te Matapiki and see what all the excitement about. And thank you for listening. The last track is David Bowie and Fame.
The program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.